This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A new report making troubling claims about the Clinton Foundation's work in South America. According to the nonprofit news organization, the American Media Institute, working in partnership with the news website Fusion, the foundation's programs caused environmental harm, displaced indigenous people in Colombia, and had a questionable relationship with a now bankrupt oil company that used the Colombian military to put down a labor strike. Let's bring in Rich Miniter, CEO of the American Media Institute. Rich, thanks for being with us. Sounds like you all set out to go and check out some of these so-called success stories in Colombia connected to the foundation. Was it what you thought you'd find?
Not at all. I mean, the Clinton Foundation has spent more time and more money in Colombia than almost any other country on earth. So this should be a showcase of what the good they're doing in the world. We were intrigued when Hillary said that she was very proud of the work that the Clinton Foundation had done in Colombia and elsewhere. So we believe in the old journalistic slogan, if you don't go, you don't know. We sent two reporters down there along with bodyguards and translators, and we discovered that everything that the Clinton Foundation is saying about their work in Colombia doesn't jive with the facts on the ground. The people who are cited as success stories and pictured on their website say they quit the Clinton Foundation programs shortly after joining, that they were disappointed. Some were left in debt. Others felt like they'd been reused for publicity purposes by the Clinton Foundation. And then the progressive activists, the union leaders, the environmental activists, are quite angry at the Clinton Foundation. They think that the oil company, Pacific Rubiales, which is owned in part by Frank Giustra, the largest individual donor to the Clinton Foundation, who got a sweetheart deal on gas and oil development in that country, really despoiled the environment, displaced indigenous peoples, was supposed to create jobs for those displaced peoples, and didn't. So the progressive community in Colombia is very angry at the foundation. They think they're union busters, environmental destroyers, and friends of oil companies, which in progressive land is not so great.
Mm-hmm. Well, to sum it up, you all said, and as you just mentioned here, that people that you were able to reach who were supposed to be beneficiaries of the program said that they had lost money. As you said, many of them felt like they were used for props or PR. They felt there was wasted time, and they thought that the foundation was exploiting poverty and extracting money. Have you had a response from the Clinton Foundation?
Well, the Clinton Foundation, and by the way, we contacted them at the very beginning of our 4.5 month investigation, and we repeatedly asked them for comment. We even sent them emails showing pictures and accounts in Spanish and English of the various people who said that they were used as props, asked them to respond directly, and instead we got a wall of silence, then followed by accusations from that very foundation trying to get our story taken down at Fusion.net, which is a news site owned by Univision.
Wait, they tried to take down the story or have it taken down?
That's right. They complained to the editors and claimed that there were factual mistakes. Of course, they didn't cite any specific factual mistakes because there are none. But they think they can bully their way into getting various news organizations to retract their negative stories. Makes you wonder how much they believe in the free press.
Well, the response to the criticism about the Clinton Foundation is often that they have high rankings by groups that check into charities. At least one major charity ranking organization has said they can't get enough information to actually do the ranking. But they'll point to the programs where they have helped people and say, you know, the work of the foundation is incredibly important on multiple levels, and that they do have those who would sing their praises. So how do you explain this particular story if what you found is accurate?
Well, again, we expected that the Colombia would be their biggest success story, and that the foundation had been active there since 2007, that Hillary and Bill had made repeated visits there after Bill running as in the capacity of the foundation, Hillary as Secretary of State, and then they had great involvement with the leadership there. Colombia should be a shining example of everything they accomplished. Instead, the reality on the ground is very different.
So tell us very quickly before we have to go, tell us a little bit about this major donor, this Canadian gentleman that we've heard about many, many times. But for him, a great advantage, it sounds like, in being involved there in Colombia because of his work in oil and gas.
That's right. Frank Giustra is a Canadian, originally was a stock market person who later went on to be co-founder of Lionsgate and started Pacific Rubiales, or involved in the formation of Pacific Rubiales, which is an oil exploration company. He has been giving money to the Clinton Foundation since at least 2005. He pledged over $100 million in 2007, making him the largest individual donor, reportedly. And everywhere he and Bill Clinton have gone together, Giustra and his various companies have gotten lucrative mining deals in Kazakhstan, Pakistan, in Colombia, and elsewhere. But in Colombia, he got the deal of a lifetime in terms of oil and natural gas development, both onshore and offshore. So certainly his donations to the Clinton Foundation seem to have paid off. The people in Colombia feel...
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And we'd love to hear from you, so email us at Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. So much is happening around the world outside of the United States. I know a lot of attention, and rightfully so, has been spent on election 2016. Lest we forget, there is a world that is in quite a bit of disruption, and it looks like there is a move to retake Mosul. We've been talking about this for quite a while. Here to help us understand what's going on is former Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Washington, D.C.-based broadcast national security and foreign policy analyst with 24 years of extensive experience. Bob, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us what's going on here. We've been talking about this for a while, that the United States is leading the way to take back Mosul. What's going on?
Well, this has been building for, of course, since June of 2014 when ISIS took Mosul with really little effort. The Iraqi security forces hightailed it down south to Baghdad. And, of course, it's been 2 years trying to come back. And Mosul has been surrounded by Peshmerga, even Turks in the north, and Iraqi security forces with American advisors embedded, moving slowly to retake that city. Now, keep in mind, Bill, the ISIS has really dug in deep, and I'm talking about tunnels, booby-trapped, everything. They probably have 4,000 to 5,000 fighters there. This will be a long slog. This is not going to happen overnight, in spite of the fact that I think most in the West would like to think that this could happen that quickly.
Well, Bob, once again, we're reminded that, you know, it's that old commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. We have been, you know, like you say, since 2014, we've been anguishing over this. You know, so whether it's this, the Iran deal, or so many other things that have been happening in the Middle East, it seems that the process has really worked in the favor of our enemies.
Well, it has. Whether it's in Aleppo, which, of course, is really dictated to a large degree by the Assad regime or by Russians who are operating and pulling levers from Moscow, or you could look in what's happening off the coast of Yemen with three strikes now on our destroyer, or,
right,
as you mentioned, the Iran fiasco, which, of course, I think is propelling the Iranian IRGC and Quds force to really, you know, intimidate the entire region. So we have a Middle East that is probably in more of a crisis than I've seen it, certainly in my lifetime, and I think that there's no indication that it's going to end anytime soon.
Well, you know, you talk about a breakdown in leadership. When that happens, boy, things get splintered really quick, and that whole area has been lacking in leadership. And when I say you know, lacking in leadership. It is having one significant player who can control all these disparate ideas.
Well, you're right. What I think has happened is that we've had that vacuum filled by, very unlikely leaders. We've had Putin, who has been economically distressed, but he has been able to really begin to dictate not only to the Syrians and the jihadi, but even to the U.S. by, in-our-face types of confrontations. And then, of course, the Turks are aligning themselves back with Putin. Mm-hmm. You have that, that's taking place. And the Ayatollahs in Iran are dictating to a certain degree what the Saudis are thinking and doing. And then, of course, you have the Egyptians under President Sisi, who is having his own issues. So the entire region, from North Africa, Middle East, and then externally, geopolitically, you have the Russians at play, and even the Chinese have been, playing games inside of Syria. So it's a global mess. I think could have been prevented a long time ago had we really played the role that we should have been.
Well, people think, they hear you say, well, Russia's been economically compromised. They shouldn't have this force. But again, we have to understand proximity. They're closer, and they're meeting with these people. I mean, to the point that even Benjamin Netanyahu is meeting with Putin. So what does that tell us?
Well, Netanyahu's smart. He understands the geopolitics of that region, and that Russians have already, they have major bases on Tarsus, and they have an aircraft carrier that, is going through the English Channel on its way down to the Med to, further intimidate Western powers. And the Europeans, of course, are now beginning to say, hey, we better start to take a show more of a backbone against the Russians in the Middle East, or we're going to lose any leverage. I would argue that they've probably lost a lot of leverage already, and NATO itself is weakened because Turkey and NATO allies align itself with Putin in that part of the world. So compromise has led to weakness, has led to the U.S. losing influence in the entire region.
How do you put the genie back in the bottle here, Bob? I mean, this thing just seems like it's going in so many different directions, and different interests are influencing the region here. What is it going to take here?
Well, we need strong leadership at the very top. We cannot pretend reset with Russia worked. We cannot pretend that removing ourselves from Iraq in 2011 worked. We cannot pretend that not confronting the aggressiveness that we saw against the what happened in Crimea and eastern Ukraine is going to be accepted. Mm-hmm. And yet the Obama administration has really accepted this, has backed down, and then they try to draw red lines. Those don't work. We need strong leadership at the U.S. at the very top. And the world understands that, Bill. They clearly understand when we see strong leadership that is followed up with meaningful force. But the red lines have been, ignored by the likes of Vladimir Putin, by Assad, by even our best allies in that part of the world. We've got the Egyptians running from us. The Saudis are running from us. You name the country that's not running from us, other than perhaps the UK and even the large NATO allies, the Germans, certainly the French, are beginning to be queasy about the reliability. I was just talking to a former very important American who was just came from abroad. He said our Asian allies are very skeptical that we're going to stand with them against the Chinese onslaught. And, of course, they're seeing an intimidation across the entire region from China in the East China Sea and the South China Sea and really all the way to the Indian Ocean. We have lost the leadership leverage that we once had, and it 8 years has to be reversed. Otherwise, we're going to become very quickly less than what we ought to be in this world today.
If we're not already, I mean, can you blame anybody there around China, seeing, China's military build up what they've been doing there with that island that has just, gone without any kind of seemingly any kind of pushback or concern. I mean, they continue to build up there, and then they're claiming, hey, look, we have rights here. They're claiming this is sovereign territory for China. I mean, this is just setting that whole region up into, some sort of calamity here.
Well, it really is. They are sovereign in the South China Sea because they have a very sophisticated military. They have a reach that is very expansive, far beyond what we're willing to take care of and align with our allies in that region.
Well, we've got more from Bob McGinnis. Stay with us, America. He is the author of the book Future War, which we're going to be talking about in just a moment.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty, gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe,
hey, we're back.
Online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Oh, didn't mean to step on you there. Whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates around this country of ours or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Our conversation with former Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis continues. He's a Washington, D.C.-based broadcast national security and foreign policy analyst with 24 years of extensive experience. Robert, before we go on to talk about your new book, you mentioned ISIS, and it seems that ISIS has calmed down. We're just not hearing a whole lot about ISIS lately. What is that telling us?
Well, there's a lot in the news these days, Bill. So, it's a matter of what do you squeeze in the front page. Now, ISIS has a presence in 23 countries. They clearly have recruited people in the United States. We are probably going to see, after the election, a lot more of this information. You know, if you look at the overseas media, you'll find that their presence has not gone away. It's not diminished. The fact that we're attacking in Mosul, trying to extricate them from that area, doesn't mean that ISIS is dead. They've morphed across the globe. And this is something that we need to be serious about. And yet, you know, just taking back Mosul is not going to be the end of ISIS, much less the ideology that propels it.
Exactly. It's, as you mentioned, by default, they've expanded to 23, I've heard as many as 30 countries that they're involved in. And this is not going to go away. I mean, they see it as, this is orders from God himself. And this is why they're demonstrating this success. So, you know, we need to remember that there is a religious ideology and a factor, taking place here with ISIS.
Yeah, we celebrate that we killed their psychological, their media guru. And evidently the Pentagon acknowledged that with probably a bomb. But, he mentored a lot of people. They continue to have a very active social media presence, and that is what has fueled the expansion of ISIS. Now, whether or not ISIS as an entity goes away, it has still soiled the entire global, social media. And as a result, you have a lot of these plants that are all over the globe that are willing to engage in this type of terrible terrorist activity. They are really imbued with the ideology that ISIS promoted, and they're going to continue to do it. And it's something that we are just going to have to live with probably for decades, based upon even James Clapper, our Director of National Intelligence, as well as many of our affiliates overseas.
But we're at a crossroads here, Bob, in this election. You've got Hillary that is saying, hey, this basically the policy that Barack Obama has engaged, which brought us to this situation that we're in right now, that she sees a continuation of those policies because she and her people perceive it as being positive. And then on the other hand, you have Donald Trump saying, look, we've got to take a stand because, to your point, down the road, you look at the trajectory of where we're headed here with our national security and foreign policy. It's just going to get more complicated. And if you take America out of it, I mean, here's Dinesh D'Souza's premise in real life coming to bear here. And that is, imagine a world without America.
Well, if you people read my book, Future War, they'll see that I lay out what's going to happen in the next 20 to 30 years in terms of mega trends and social shifts in what I call black swans, unexpected events. A host of things. And then I paint, really where we're moving to in terms of a new world order. And the U.S., its role is going to be significantly diminished if we don't do something about it. But what complicates this bill is you throw into it, five new technologies or threats that are going to be pervasive across the future world. Now, we talked about terrorism. What we haven't talked about is all the technology we're equipping our young soldiers with, what I call the kind of a transhumanist super soldier cyborg type of reality. That is here today. Most Americans have no clue as to what is happening, not only in the U.S. in terms of our military capabilities, but overseas, the Russians, the Chinese, and so forth. And then you have to look at the cyber threat. And we've heard all about the WikiLeaks and the email stuff, but it's far, far more complicated and dangerous than that. And then you transition and you look at what's happening in space. This century is going to be known for space, unlike any other century has been known for one element of any threat. And then finally, the miniaturization and the morphing of weapons of mass destruction. I go into these five areas in future war. Given the new world order, given these threats, what do we do? And I go through a series of things. How do we address that? This is a very complex time. And you're right, Bill. We need leadership. And unfortunately, we've just squandered that leadership over the last 8 years.
Well, Bob, you know, as you talk about, you know, super soldiers, Terminators, cyberspace, national security for the 21st century. Wow. I mean, you know, this is stuff that we grew up with and saw in the movies and said, well, but then, you know, more people are going, hey, what's going on? Where are these cyborg soldiers? And, you know, we see already drone activity that has been on the rise and has proven to be very effective. And now you imagine if we start dropping in cyborg soldiers into play here, it seems that he with the first cyborg group of soldiers could be in an advantageous position.
Right, and we've seen some of it already in eastern Ukraine, a little bit in Syria. You know, certainly the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, which is, of course, a secret organization that operates by the Pentagon, has been working on these types of things for decades. They're the same people that gave us the internet, GPS, stealth technology, et cetera. They're developing behind the scenes, and about next year, they're going to deploy what I call the Tactical Assault Light Operator Suit to our Special Operations Forces. This is an exoskeleton that has all sorts of capabilities in terms of strength, running capacity, and then they're working on things as bizarre as implants, certainly, you know, how to regulate one's body function if they're hit by an external weapon, certainly their ability to see better, to externally use very significant weapon systems through thought processes. I mean, what we saw in comic books over the last half a century is now becoming reality, and it's not a mistake because we've been investing in it. But so have the Russians, so have the Chinese, and then this technology is becoming available to other entities, which means that we may see robots out there with artificial intelligence, which is something the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs warned about just a couple of weeks ago. He said, look, if we aren't careful, we're going to have AI run robots that are on future battlefields or in our shopping malls, and we won't be able to stop them easily. These things are here, and we need to control them, but we aren't doing nearly enough.
Yeah, this is RoboCop realized, isn't it?
It really is.
Mm-hmm. How far away, Bob? I mean, you talk about the future here in your new book, Future War. What do you think? Within the next 5-10 years, we start to see to where it is clear the trajectory that we're heading toward?
I would say within the next year. We have enough, certainly in the whole super soldier issues, and I said next year you'll begin to see some of these exoskeletons out there. Certainly the space age, you've already seen the Chinese and the Russians that have been addressing, you know, weapon systems that are knocking out satellites. And how dependent upon our satellites are we? We're totally dependent upon satellites.
Exactly.
And then, of course, you look at the weapons of mass destruction. The thing that scares me is not the nuclear, although that is a real threat, but it's the biological, the genetically re-engineered weapons that are in small packages that can be planted all over the world and in places that we never thought they could get into, because they can put these on small airborne, you know, I suppose, drones that most of us would recognize as a tiny bird or an insect, and they can infiltrate into places they would never get into otherwise.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Bob McGinnis has been with us. Robert, always good to have you with us. His book, Future War, Super Soldiers, Terminators, Cyberspace, and the National Security Strategy for the 21st Century Combat.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Jeff Hunt is with us right now, director of the Centennial Institute. He served as media coordinator for the Senate Republican Conference, special assistant to Senator Rick Santorum in his 2012 White House bid, and director of Colorado Coalitions for Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. Studied at Westmont College, one of my favorite colleges. Obtained a Master's of Divinity from Fuller Theological Seminary and a Master's of Political Management at George Washington University. I say it's one of my favorites, and I think I talked to Jeff the last time at Westmont. It's such a gorgeous campus. You go there, and you have to have somebody constantly coming alongside you and closing your jaw, because it's in constant awe there, right, Jeff?
Oh, it's beautiful. And, Bill, it's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, always good to have you back here. Before we get into Colorado's Assisted Suicide Initiative titled Proposition 106, let's take a quick look. I mean, you've been there. You've done it as a political, aficionado and student. This is, quite the lessons to be learned during this campaign, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, as we're learning very quickly that your past does matter, at least it matters for one candidate. It seems like the other side's totally ignoring the past of their candidate. But, opposition research, they teach in political management school, opposition research matters. And that's when you dig into the past of your opponents. And that's coming true in this campaign for sure.
Well, it's also becoming real obvious that the Democrats have a distinct advantage. The scales are definitely tilted in their direction, whether it is just in sheer mass of potential voters. Then you throw in the media and you throw in, movies and television and that sort of thing. Boy, I mean, the ducks are lined up. It's like Democrats can, you know, win the office and not have to quite overcome the odds that the conservatives or Republicans have to overcome.
Oh yeah, I mean, they are they're clearly rolling out all this stuff against Mr. Trump right now, and doing it basically while ignoring a lot of the similar problems that Hillary Clinton has. It's amazing to me how it sticks to one candidate. The other candidate gets almost an entirely free pass on the issues themselves. And there's a whole industry pushed against it. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you have the entertainment, you have media, you have academia. We have an uphill battle as conservatives in this country, but we know we're on the right side of these issues. The conservative solutions to these issues continue to bore themselves out as the right solutions. The problem is we just have to keep fighting for it.
Well, fighting, and also, Jeff, I think some conservatives, especially, you know, Catholics and evangelicals, are realizing that, look, it's not flesh and blood that we fight against. You know, it's the powers of darkness and evil that are in this world. Now, I know some people hear that. Oh, you're saying Hillary, you're saying the Democrats are evil. What we're saying is that we see the country heading in an evil direction. And I mean, so much so that when something comes up that smacks of anything, you know, salacious, the media picks and chooses its point of target. And in this case, it's an easy deal. I mean, they're going after Trump, ignoring all these other things. I mean, it's like Michelle Obama coming in and just seeing so, you know, being so shocked by what's said and going, wait a minute, how can you be so shocked when you have people in the music industry, you know, spending the night in the Lincoln bedroom that have said a lot worse and have done more to objectify women than I think anybody, including Donald Trump, in his worst moments. But yet they're hanging out in the White House with you and the president. How are you so shocked?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, yesterday we celebrated, or we didn't celebrate, but the Democrat Party celebrated the 100th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. Mm-hmm. Not Roe versus Wade, Planned Parenthood. Sorry,
right.
Planned Parenthood.
Right.
100th anniversary of Planned Parenthood. 7 million children have died as a result of that organization. And here you have every Democratic, you know, party leader and official in the country honoring and celebrating. I remember even seeing Andrew Cuomo out of New York claiming that this was, that Planned Parenthood was a beacon of light to be mm-hmm. honored and celebrated for thousands of people. And you talk about just celebrating evil. Mm-hmm. You couldn't have seen it more clear yesterday.
Yeah, and this is the same organization that brought, you know, the selling of baby parts to a whole new level, though illegal. But, you know, they don't get in trouble. But the guy who does the video, he gets jailed. You know, it's like, wait a minute. You know, are we here? You know, Jeff, we've been warned. You know, God gave us the word and said, hey, there is going to be a time when evil is good, good is evil, sweet is sour, sour is sweet. And welcome to a 21st century America. No surprise.
That's exactly right. But, you know, you look through the times of the Bible, those that stood on God's side were willing to stand for what is good and for what is true. Even in the midst of terrible persecution, they always won out in the long run. And what a blessing it is for us to be on the side of goodness.
Amen. And like you say, even against, you know, odds and polling information that would lead us to believe differently, what we can hope for, Jeff, is the groundswell, the unmeasured groundswell out there across the country, which in my travels, you know, I sense, and I'm just going to go, are you guys going to come out? Are you going to be there on, you know, on election day to cast a vote for conservatism, to cast your vote, you know, that will, you know, get this country back on track?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I think the reason we're in so many, we're facing so many challenges that we are right now is because so many people of faith have stayed away from the ballot box when we needed them the most to be out there. Listen, you know, we outnumber the left in many ways. And if we were able to get out there and really make a difference at the ballot box, then we would have the policies, we'd have the leaders that we would be excited about that could make and drive the agendas that, that we're looking to make an impact with.
Well, Jeff, you're exactly right. I mean, there has to be some accountability here and self-responsibility. We just cannot tuck you know, our head in the sand and say Jesus isn't on the ballot, so I'm not going to vote, you know, as Phyllis Schlafly would say, you know, only 50% of evangelicals, not even talking about Catholics, but it's probably the number similar with Catholics as well. And even after being insulted by Hillary Clinton and her staff, you know, toward Catholics, which is interesting because she has a vice president who is Catholic, you know, so it's just, you know, welcome to the Democratic Party. I mean, it's one irony after another. But, you know, the important thing, what you're suggesting here, Jeff, that people need to do is be informed first. Be informed, right. Register to vote, and then follow up on it, because already, statistically, we're told that 50% of evangelicals and Catholics who even bother to register to vote, only 50% of them actually go out and do so. If there was ever a time where we needed to take a stand, and even like on these issues, as you mentioned, the 100th year anniversary of Planned Parenthood, is it any wonder that, you know, people are saying, well, Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. We've so disrespected life, you know, with the death of near 60 million babies in this country selling their baby parts. It's just absolutely disgusting. And then the next step now is Colorado's Assisted Suicide Initiative, which is coming to a state near you. This is an incredible proposition, and we see all the potential ill will of this whole initiative.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, it's a national movement funded in a big way by George Soros, and I'm not making this up. This is what they call it. It's called the Project on Death in America, and their effort is to try to make physician-assisted suicide and eventually euthanasia legal in all 50 states. And so you're looking at the beachhead of the next 20 years of social issues is going to be doctor-assisted suicide is going to be a very big part of it.
Well, without a doubt. And then this is why the Supreme Court is going to be so critical, Jeff. To this end, we cannot allow the Supreme Court to go into the hands of the allies of George Soros, which is the Democratic Party, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, big funding on all Democrat initiatives by George Soros.
Well, Jeff Hunt, director of Centennial Institute, who has served as the media coordinator for the Senate Republican Conference, has been our guest. Jeff, always good to have you with us. Look forward to hearing more from you on this topic and others. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. Autumn is upon us, and for many that means cozy sweaters, evenings by the fire, and rich, indulgent meals. But with the holidays approaching, who has time to prepare a homemade meal from scratch every night? Even for those of us who love to cook for our families, sometimes it just doesn't happen. There simply aren't enough hours in the day, especially as the days grow shorter. So if you're looking for a perfect time saver in the kitchen, Marie Callender's pot pies are the perfect addition to any kitchen. The flaky golden crust never fails to please. And not only is it a comfort dish for the whole family, but for you too, because you can rest assured that it's made with nothing but the best premium ingredients. Look for family-sized chicken pot pies and single-serve turkey pot pies from Marie Callender's in the frozen aisle in your local grocery store. For more information, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Give me a hold of me together. Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling apart.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez Live.
Hey, it's all about you, just the way you like it, America, as we come to you 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Chris Farrell with us right now. He's the Director of Research and Investigations for Judicial Watch. Chris is an expert on all things Benghazi, served as a military intelligence officer specializing in counterintelligence and human intelligence. He is a specialist in national security matters, specializing in unconventional warfare and terrorism, a graduate of the military intelligence officers basic and advanced courses, the U.S. Army Advanced Counterintelligence Training Course. All that to tell you is that he knows what he's talking about, all right? And Judicial Watch is glad that they have him on their team as the Director of Research and Investigations. Chris Farrell, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Chris, Judicial Watch just released last week the new Hillary Clinton email answers given under oath. This was something that many people have been anticipating. It's just with everything that's Hillary, she just continues to expose the person that she is, but it's something that America and reasonable people have to discern because we're not getting any help whatsoever from the media.
Correct. And, you know, this is another case where she has suddenly developed selective amnesia. And, you know, your listeners need to understand very clearly that she placed the United States in a very grave position of danger by sending 22 top-secret, sensitive, compartmented information emails across her unsecured server. And that while Mr. Comey may be utterly compromised personally because of his phonied-up investigation, and nonetheless, he did find that there was very good reason to believe that all of that classified information was lost to hostile foreign actors. Mm-hmm. And so Mrs. Clinton is responsible for that. And not only that, she's now lied about it, and she's done so under oath, which is just, it's breathtaking. I don't think we've ever seen anything like this in the history of the country.
Well, you got to hand it to her in a way, Chris, that she's brought in the Oval Office into this. Barack Obama is complicit in this whole thing. I mean, when we found out that he used a pseudonym to connect with her on her private server, I don't know how plausible deniability can play here.
Well, that, and he also lied twice on video, I think both times, to CBS interviewers to ask him point blank when he found out about the email. And, I heard about it from the news. There are 18 instances, 8 full email chains back and forth of them communicating via email on Mrs. Clinton's Outlaw server. So the president of the United States is also a liar.
Mm-hmm. And that's a sad commentary, but this is where our political, environment is right now. Is it any wonder why there's such a great divide in America, and especially at somebody that is seriously being considered as our next president to be, where you've got a majority of Americans just saying she's not trustworthy, but yet they're willing to put her in office?
Yeah, I mean, that's the irony. You know, I guess they're willing to buy like the Clinton brand, no matter how flawed or damaged it is, or that they somehow think that there's people who are voting in a sexist way, where they say, well, it's time for a woman. You know, it doesn't matter what the person thinks or says or does. They just think that somehow their sex trumps everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, it's mindless. It's like saying that someone was I don't know. You could go on endlessly with examples, but
exactly. Well, they said it was time for a black man. We get a black man. Some would say, well, not a 100% black man. Well, regardless, but he's the first black president recognized as such. And what did he do for America? And this has all been orchestrated, even down to the point to where I would say that, the way Donald Trump was favored, he was set up and teed up, and they knew all this stuff was going to go on. I mean, you're going to tell me this is all happening by accident, just happenstance that, first there's this audio track from TMZ, and now these women, they're being paraded out. I mean, this is the Herman Cain program one more time.
Yeah, and I think your listeners that they keep this all in perspective. You have a professional politician in the world of the Clintons, and then Trump is offering something different, but he's not a politician.
Mm-hmm.
He's a businessman and to some degree an entertainer. I'm not excusing or apologizing for what he's done. There's some stuff he's done that's just moronic.
Yes.
Crazy. But he's not a polished person who's gone through, 30 years of the political school. So, we're not electing a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout. We're electing somebody who we hope will take care of the country. And the position we're in now, I think, we've got some pretty stark choices.
Well, it is tough, especially when you have someone who could very well be the next president, so enmeshed in lies. We have the Oval Office lying to us, and I mean, we can go down through a litany of this. What is the big takeaway from these answers that Hillary gave us under oath here, Chris?
Well, they're utterly unbelievable. That's problem number one. I mean, it's just nonsense. I'm going to clean up my language and say that mm-hmm. basically she's telling the court to drop dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's really who she's answering to. The court granted us authority to conduct an investigation to get to the bottom of what was going on. We deposed 7 people. We got written interrogatories and had Mrs. Clinton under oath. We're the only people in the country to ever get her under oath.
Amazing.
Not even the FBI had her under oath.
No.
But the problem is, she lied. She's a liar, and it's documented. I mean, even if you look at her answers, it's kind of funny. She says that she doesn't recall who she talked to. She doesn't recall who she consulted with. She doesn't recall making decisions. She doesn't recall anything except, she does recall talking to Colin Powell. But then she doesn't recall anything else afterwards. I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Right, exactly.
You're a blank slate or you're not, right?
Mm, right. Well, when she says that, and then when it comes to answering other questions. Of course, the tough thing here is that in a normal situation, when you are deposing someone and they're under oath, you can ask a follow-up question. Here, you don't have that opportunity. This is kind of the first draft. So what is the judge going to say?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things going on here. One is whether the judge chooses to have his intelligence insulted in the way that Mrs. Clinton is elected to. But then secondly, you know, we have other litigation. We have a second federal judge who's granted us discovery. And so we can certainly go to him and say, look, you know, here's the kind of answers you get when you go rely on interrogatories. You get a heavily lawyered false and misleading statement that's sworn to. Wouldn't it be a lot better if we had live give and take, a regular sort of conversational deposition?
Mm.
And that judge may grant us that. So this is by no means over. This is months and months and months of work ahead of us.
Now, people would argue, look, she testified for 11 hours in front of Congress. Have we beaten this stick enough? But yet people need to understand here.
That wasn't
yes.
over her emails.
Yeah, but somehow it gets convoluted, but that's good that, you know, I'm glad you clarified that again, that it was Benghazi. But, you know, even then, you know, Trey Gowdy and them could not get down to these issues because she understood what their authority, how much authority they had and, you know, how far they could go, right?
Well, that, and it was an incredibly poorly run questioning session. For whatever reason, a congressman can't resist having their 8-second sound bites and their claims to fame. In earlier days, Congress would have investigative counsel ask questions, and the congressman would sit there in the peanut gallery watching what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And one person would run through all the questioning A to Z and develop a logical line of questioning that, you know, kind of built upon one upon the other.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, for whatever reason, Mr. Gowdy and his colleagues decided to play this ping-pong version of questioning where one hostile person, one friendly person, one hostile person, one friendly person. And you don't get anywhere doing that. But mm-hmm. they all want their television time so that they have a soundbite for their, you know, campaign ads.
Exactly.
It's pathetic. It's mm-hmm. pathetic.
Yeah, it misserves the public because we, after 11 hours, it was a waste of time. And then you have Elijah Cummings saying as much. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, you're bifurcating the 11 hours and just drawing out of it the information that serves your particular agenda and purpose.
I mean, does your local district attorney have all 10 attorneys on his staff ask different questions during a trial?
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
You have one prosecutor who runs through and develops the whole line of questioning. And that's the way it has to be done.
Chris, what's going to happen between now and Election Day? Is there anything more you're waiting on this other judge to rule and see if you can talk to Mrs. Clinton directly? How imminent is that?
That will be to the other side of the election. But in the interim, we will continue to receive emails every week. So, you know, stay tuned. There's more to come.
Yeah, without a doubt, it keeps dripping ever so gently and so miserably as we continue to, continue to fight for the good fight and get to the truth of the matter, if that's even possible. If the truth and the Clintons can ever come together, I know some might say that would be a miracle. Chris Farrell, thanks again, and thanks again to Judicial Watch and all the hard work that the team has been putting toward this, because this is critical if we're going to get this country back on track. Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch on Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
ProPure.